the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new week of broadcasts on the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us not only today, but every day this week as we continue our tradition of bringing you beautiful Christian music and inspiring preaching and teaching from the Word of God as preached by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Today, continuing in our verse-by-verse study of the book of Acts in chapter 20. Now, just before we get to that, I want to remind you about our gift offer M containing a wonderful children's Bible and other items, so listen after the message for that. But right now, let's hear The Last Mile of the Way. Enjoy the music, and then Dr. Green.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Lead us, our Father, as we study today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, in Acts 20 and verse 28, we learn that the church is purchased by the blood of God. Now, I don't understand. This is too deep for me. But we read clearly that the church of God, which he, God, purchased with his own blood. Now, Paul said, after I leave, grievous wolves will come in, and they will not spare the flock. Of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things. Therefore, watch. Now, here's the verse I want to use today. That is a part of it. Verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God. I'm so glad for that. You know, I didn't see that until a moment ago. I've read this scripture 50 times in the last 30 days. I've read this verse 50 times, I'm sure. In the last 30 days, I've been studying these verses and this verse, but I'd never seen this as the Holy Spirit pointed it out to me just a little while ago as I was studying for this message today. Now notice, And now, brethren, I commend you to God. I sure am glad Paul didn't commend me to the pastor, because the pastor is a man just like I am. I'm sure that the pastor of the church where I belong is one of the most dedicated, separated, conscientious men that is pastoring a church today anywhere. I believe that. I believe the pastor of the church where I belong is a dedicated man of God and one of God's true under-shepherds. I believe that. But I'm so glad that God, Paul, did not commend me to the pastor, but to God. I'm glad that he did not commend me to the bishop or the priest or to anyone else. I'm glad that Paul said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. We studied that on the last broadcast in this particular series, which is able to build you up. Now here's the part. And to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Well now, who is sanctified and how are we sanctified and what is the inheritance? The only place to find the Bible, find the answers in the Bible, as I've said this so many times, the only place to find Bible answers to Bible questions is in the Bible. You certainly can't get Bible answers from all preachers. No, never. Now, in Hebrews chapter 10, we read these words, and let me begin with verse 4. I'd like to read the whole chapter. I would, but I can't afford to today because I don't have time. Hebrews 10:4, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls, goats, should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he says, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body, a body. Now, notice that. A body thou hast prepared me, that's Jesus, a body. God gave Jesus a body. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast no pleasure. No pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written to me to do thy will, O God. Now that's the Old Testament scriptures above when he said, sacrifice and offerings and burnt offerings and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, which is offered by the law. Thou had no pleasure in them, which is offered by the law. That's two times in these verses, the Holy Ghost points out that God found no pleasure in the offerings or the blood of the animals sacrificed in the Old Testament. Now then look at verse 9. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first that he might establish the second. Now watch this. I must read that verse again because I read it too rapidly. Now listen. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. I come to do thy will, O God. Now then, look at verse 10, by the which will. Now, what will or which will is he speaking of? He's speaking of the will of God. Now, listen to this. By the which will we are sanctified. How? How? Through the offering of the body of Christ once for all. We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Christ once for all. Now, do you want to be sanctified? And you want to know who is sanctified? All right, just stay with me. Verse 11. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God from henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever. Get it now. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Well, who is sanctified? Let's read one more verse. Wherefore the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, then he goes on down and talk about putting the word of God in their hearts, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of sin is, there is no more offering for sin. Now listen, beloved. And I beg you today in the name of Jesus to hear the word of God. And don't think that I'm trying to offer some new doctrine, some new slant on the word of God. I'm not trying to offer a new slant. I'm not trying to offer a new doctrine. All right, so back in Acts 20, verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God. I commend you to God. All right, we, that is, those of us who are believers, not only these people, but you and I, we. Those of us who are born again, Today we are God's children, and we are commended to God. We are God's purchased possession. We are God's by birth. We are God's by purchase, and He loves us. Now then, when Jesus came, He did sacrifice an offering that was not but a body. Now in verse 9, then said I, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first that he may establish the second. Now that's talking about the old covenant and the new covenant. Now in verse 10, by the which will we are sanctified. Now it is God's will. It is God's will that every believer be sanctified, and every believer is sanctified. Now you say, wait a minute, Brother Green. Wait a minute. I'll be very happy to. Every born again, blood washed believer has been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, Colossians 1:13. And God's dear Son, that is the kingdom of God's dear Son, is the kingdom of light. The kingdom of Satan is the kingdom of darkness. Now, what does it mean to be sanctified? It means to be set apart. So when God saves us, God lifts us out of the kingdom of darkness, and God places us in the kingdom of light, and we are set apart for God and God's glory, and we are no longer in the kingdom of Satan, the family of Satan, or the domain of Satan. We are citizens of heaven, praise God, and we are sanctified. We are God's property by purchase, possession. He purchased us by the blood of Jesus, and we are His by birth. We are born of God, and we're sanctified. Well, now wait just a minute, Mr. Green. Is that all the scripture you have? No, I tell you, I have some more. In John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. All right, the word of God is truth. Now then, Jesus said, Thomas, ye shall know, or rather, John 8:32, ye shall know the truth, the truth shall make you free. Now, John 14:6, I want to get to two verses now. John 8:32, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then in John 8:36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Now in John 14:6, I am truth. Now in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So beloved, when you're born again, you're born again through the living word, the word of the living God. And when the word of God comes in your heart, the word borns you. The word transforms you. The word puts within you divine nature. And the word separates you from the kingdom of the devil and places you over into the kingdom of God. Therefore, the word of God sanctifies every person who receives the word of the living God. But now just let's go back one more step. Now what did he say? In verse 9, then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. Then said he, I come to do thy will, O God. Verse 10, by the which will we're sanctified. Now don't you misunderstand me, I pray. And God answered a prayer for me this week. I could tell you how wonderfully God answered. God worked a miracle in my family. Listen, God saved one of my boys and his nephew from a horrible death in a fire. God saved him. Now, I'm not going into detail, but God worked a miracle, and God answered my prayer. I 2 weeks ago, now, the only reason in the world I'm saying this, and it's the truth, if I die before I finish this sermon, if I never live to finish this sermon, I'm speaking the whole truth. The Holy Ghost bears me record. 2 weeks ago, God strangely burdened me about a matter of prayer. And daily I prayed. And as I deliver this sermon just a few hours ago, God worked a miracle. Now, I believe in a miracle working God. You know, a lot of precious people, a lot of dear people who listen to the gospel hour, they have misjudged this unworthy country preacher. That's all I am. I'm just a country preacher. That's all. I came from a cotton farm, a little cotton farm. I was reared poor, just as poor as any human can be reared and live. Now that's right. I was poor, extremely poor. And I was reared on a cotton farm, and God saved me and took me out of the field and put me in the pulpit. And some of the dear people who've been listening to me, they say Oliver Green doesn't believe in miracles. Oh, listen, I believe in miracles. God bless you with all my soul, strength, mind, and body. Now, here's what I want you to see. God heard my prayer. God answered my prayer, and God worked a miracle. Now, you just listen to what I'm saying. And the reason I brought that up, some of you are going to say, Mr. Green doesn't believe in an altar. Wouldn't belong to a church that doesn't have one. I wouldn't go to church where they don't have an altar. I wouldn't do a revival where I couldn't invite people to come to the altar. I believe in an altar. Some churches have it in an inquiry room, and that's all right. Some churches have it out front. Some churches use the front bench. It doesn't make any difference if you use the front bench, if you have an altar rail, or if you have an altar in a room where you go to pray. An altar is a place where you meet God on your knees. And I believe in an altar. I believe in prayer. I believe in calling on God. And I call on God. And I pray. And God has heard. God heard a prayer for me like God has never heard my prayer the 32 years that I've been preaching. God heard me. God burdened me first. God burdened me, and I prayed untiringly, and then God answered. But I want to tell you something. You don't get sanctification through praying, beloved. You don't get sanctified. You can pray and pray and beg and pray and scream and pray and beg and weep and pray and beg till you die, but you'll never be sanctified until you receive the Word of God. It's God's will to sanctify you, and Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Now read that. It's in your Bible, John 17:17. John 17:17. You can go to the altar and pray till you drop dead, but you won't be sanctified until you receive the Word of God and let the Word of God, the power of the Word, cleanse you and enlighten you and sanctify you and make you a vessel meet for the Master's use. Now I see that I'm not even going to reach the scripture that I wanted to discuss today, but I'll certainly read it to you in just a minute. Now listen to this. In connection with the Church of God, I'm preaching today, Acts 20, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32. I'm still talking about the Church of the Living God, the one church of which Jesus is the head, the foundation, and every believer is a member of his body, bone of his bone, and flesh of his flesh. And if you're not a member of the Church of the Living God, you're not a member of God's church. I'm a member of the Tabernacle Baptist Church in Greenville, South Carolina. But first and foremost, I'm a member of the Church of the Living God, born of His Holy Ghost, baptized into His body by the Holy Ghost, made partaker of divine nature, created in Christ Jesus, a new creation, and made acceptable in the Beloved, because I've been sanctified through His Word. John 17:17. Now, in Hebrews 10:14, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Glory to God. Now turn to 1 Peter, and I want to read the scripture that I intended to start today immediately after I read Acts 20:31-32. I meant to read this immediately. Look at Peter 1:3. This is 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God. Now, to whom did Paul commend the church? He commended the church to God. He said, I commend you to God. Hallelujah. I'm in God's hands. I'm resting in God's hands. I'm trusting in God's grace. Let me read this. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us. Notice that. Notice that. Hath begotten us. Now, who is it? Who is it? God hath begotten us. We are born of God. Of his own will begat us. Begat he us. How? Through the word. Through the word. James, I'm right here at it. Let me read it right quick. James 1:18. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creature. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, For the wrath of God worketh not the righteousness of God, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity and naughtiness, and receive, now get this, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. I've been preaching this old book 32 years, over 32 years. The longer I preach it, the more I read it, the longer I dig into it, mister, the more I appreciate the word of the living God. The word, the word, the word, the word. It doesn't make much difference what Oliver Green says. Doesn't make much difference what Oliver Green says. It's what God Almighty says. That's the thing that counts. So let's let God talk to us. In 1 Peter 1, and I read verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a living hope. A living hope, not a dead hope. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Two, he hath begotten us to an inheritance. An inheritance that is incorruptible, praise God, undefiled, hallelujah, and fadeth not away, praise his name. Where is it? Reserved in heaven for you. For you, now who is the you? You who are kept by the power of God, commended to God, saved by God's grace, kept by God's power, read on, who are kept with the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Now that's not redemption from sin, that's salvation from the presence of sin, and salvation from this veil of tears to our inheritance, hallelujah. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable, hallelujah, and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Now, back again to Acts 20, verse 32. Paul commends the church, believers, the born-again, blood-washed believers. Paul said, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. All born again, blood-washed, redeemed children of God are sanctified. And all born again, blood washed, redeemed, children of God have an inheritance that is incorruptible. An inheritance reserved in heaven. We are kept by the power of God. God loved us and gave Jesus to die for us. God saves us for Jesus' sake. God sanctifies us through his word. We are commended to God's grace. We are hid with Christ in God. We are kept by the power of God. And we have an inheritance that is incorruptible. Praise his name. Aren't you glad you're saved? Father, bless believers, encourage believers, strengthen believers, and help us to go after those who are not saved. Save that soul that's under conviction, especially that church member who joined the church, but they've never been born again. Save them for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. I hope you were blessed by the message today and learned something, and I hope you will tune in again each and every time you can. Now, just before we close, I want to spend the last few moments of the program telling you about our gift offer M. This is the second week of the offer, and we've already had a good response. Now, gift offer M contains a Bible aimed at children. It's not a Bible storybook. It's the King James Bible. Then we have a book by my mother of articles and messages for children. And finally, one piece of paper with a scripture reference card. We call it the Soul Winners Scripture Reference Card. And that's exactly what it is. Now, all of this is available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $25 or more. Please send more if you can. Your gifts are needed every day. Now, we call this gift offer ilm, and you must ask for the offer to receive it, because we have so many of our faithful listeners send in donations every week or every month and never ask for any literature in return. So please ask for offer ilm if you want to receive it, and send your donation of at least $25. And in return, I'm going to send you the Soul Winners Scripture Reference Card. It's about 6.5 by 4 inches. It has scriptures for convicted sinners, cynical sinners, backsliders, and doubters. Now, this is one sheet, so it will fit in your Bible. You can carry it around always. Then the Bible I was telling you about is the King James Version Kids Bedtime Devotional Bible. It's a full-color hardback Bible, 5 3/8 inches by 8 1/2 inches. It's aimed at 3 to 8-year-olds. There are lots of biblical stories with colorful illustrations all the way throughout the Bible, from creation to Jesus as the Good Shepherd and many in between. It has a table of contents, and it has an introduction to each book of the Bible. It is a red-letter edition, a great, great Bible for the young folks. Then we have Treasures of Gold, a book by my late mother, 116 pages long, 28 articles. So to get all of this, just ask for offer M and send your gift of at least $25. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.